This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Welcome to the good life. With the COD, won't even get pulled over in.
So obviously these wildfires in California are just brutal. But Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they have a $60 million mansion in Southern California. We're able to avoid their mansion being destroyed because they hired a private team of firefighters.
Oh, my God.
They actually, not only did it save their $60 million mansion, it saved the neighborhood they lived in also. So the mansion is the end of a cul-de-sac. And it's right next to a field where the fires were raging.
Jeez.
And so they hired private firefighters to fight the fire for them. So these aren't like the regular firefighters, which, by the way, thank you to the firefighters that are doing.
Thank you and be safe.
But how do we feel about this? The fact that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were able, obviously have the money to hire private firefighters to fight the fire to save their house.
I mean, it's exactly what any of us would do if we had the money.
I wouldn't even occur to me to hire private firefighters. What the hell is a private firefighter?
I wouldn't do it because I did not know that was a thing. But if I did, then of course I would do that.
Would I do everything in my power to save my property? Sure. I'm not going to blame them for that. I just don't know what a private firefighter is.
I don't know either.
What are you doing? You're not allowed. Like, they evacuated Malibu. So you're not a firefighter. What are you doing in there? Why are you allowed in there? What are you driving? Are there people? Are you using city water? Because that's not cool.
Okay.
You know, like, I mean, if you're a private firefighter, and you're diverting water away from real firefighters so that you can do your contracted job, I'm not okay with that. Like, I'm glad that Kim and Kanye's neighborhood was saved. I legitimately am.
Of course.
Like, just because they're rich people doesn't mean that they don't have stuff and feelings and stuff and all that, whatever. I mean, they probably have more than one home, but whatever. That's not the thing. The thing is, I don't know what a private firefighter is. Now that I know that that's a thing that exists, I'm kind of not okay with that.
So we know that when you hire private security, like if you had private security for an event, usually those are like off-duty police officers,
right,
or maybe retired police officers. And I think even paramedics, like some of those are even private organizations, right?
Well, yeah. Yes. They don't work for the county or the government or anything. They are a business.
Right. So maybe is that it? Like, are there private firefighter businesses?
Apparently there are. Like, as I just Googled this, and there are. There are companies out there. And, it's funny. I legitimately didn't know this, but this has caused a huge problem. The public exposure to private firefighting companies has put them in the spotlight now over how terrible that is.
Why is that? I don't see why that's terrible though.
You're getting in the way and taking up resources of public firefighters.
But I mean, if they're not there working, excuse me, alongside the firefighters. That would mean that there weren't firefighters there when these private firefighters showed up.
Well,
it's better than no firefighters there, right?
According to the articles that I'm seeing, that's not always the case. It might have been the case just for the Kimye house, but like that's not the case. And sometimes they do show up and think, well, I have just as much right to be here as you do.
Well, it's like, no, you don't. We're not seeing that anywhere, are we?
That's what I just said. The articles that I'm seeing, apparently that is a case for some of these some of these wealthier neighborhoods that are hiring the private firefighters.
Well, I guess so. We look at it a couple of different ways. A, Kim and Kanye saved their neighborhood. They were the ones that paid for the private firefighters, right?
Right.
And we'll say, you know, they live in a cul-de-sac. So we'll say that there's 10 other people in that neighborhood, right? So their efforts saved that neighborhood from getting burned down. There's one line in this article. Kim posted up on her Instagram, "Just landed back home and had 1 hour to pack up and evacuate our home. I pray everyone is safe." She wrote on Instagram after documenting the fires from their private plane.
I mean, honestly, why are we shaming people for having money, though?
It's not.
I think it's just them.
It's just.
Okay.
First of all,
I get it. If it's them,
I'm fine with a couple. They suck as people. But I'm not shaming them. It's just also kind of eye rolling. Like, they're two different things. I'm not shaming the rich, but I'm also not, you know, tearing my hair out and getting ready to have a 5K march for them. You know, like, it's. They're going to be fine no matter what happens to them.
That's true.
I don't know. I just feel icky about them using private firefighters. I feel icky about anybody using private firefighters. Imagine, let's say this. Imagine that there was a crime at your house and real cops showed up.
Okay.
But you hired your own private cops that are there to also investigate what went wrong. And they are using the resources of the real cops and getting in the way of the real cops.
Nobody's going to argue in favor of private firefighters getting in the way of actual firefighters. No. So if that is happening, that is wrong. Nobody's going to support
that.
What
is happening?
But if that is... I don't think that's happening everywhere. And if there are private firefighters that are keeping... It's not just... I mean... Like Rain said, if that's keeping 10 homes safe and potentially keeping the fire from continuing to have something to burn and keep moving, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
It's because it's not...
We want the fire to be put out.
So let's say it keeps 10 homes safe.
Okay.
But if they are using the resources that would keep 50 homes safe, I'm not okay with that.
Well, nobody's going to be okay with that.
Well, apparently that's happening.
That's one article. I don't think that's happening everywhere.
I mean, I'm seeing it quite a few places.
I'm okay.
Are you okay with defending Kanye? I mean...
Oh, I'll never defend Kanye.
Okay.
Never, ever.
Just making sure. I mean, he saved a bunch of people.
I mean, he did.
He hired a company to save a bunch of people.
His money saved a bunch of people.
That's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.